AQI, testing, testing, testing.
For the EW, you are full clearing.
For coming back, just set up a new radio, just making sure we're hitting the repeater well.
Fantastic job. You got it nailed.
Thank you, sir. You have a good evening. 73.
KO4 is EW monitoring.
KO4 ZEW KQ4LOO.
EW, how you doing?
You still have that little sound at the end of your transmission.
I gotta find what it. I thought I turned that off, but what it's doing, it's blasting my call sign in AX25 digital when I release the push to talk, and I have to find the setting in the radio that does that. Thought I had fixed it, but I'll check it again. Thanks for the notification.
I'll be standing by again, KQ4LOO. I just want to let you know.
Thank you very much. I'll check it out right now.
This is Tao, KQ4LOO. I don't want to stay up here long, but I just wanted to acknowledge you and say hello to you. I hadn't spoken to you in a while.
I got a phone call about that time anyway, so I'll see what that's all about. This is N0TR. Good afternoon.
To you too, sir. Good to hear your voice. KQ4LOO.
I'm from Ben, KO4ZEW.
I guess that was a spam call or something. How you doing? I just turned the radio on and the phone rang almost simultaneously.
Sitting here trying to do some password two-factor authentication login with my phone and juggle pins, and the radio starts going crazy. Of course, right then. It's been dead all day. But well, I hope you're well, Tom. You at home?
Went out to Aldi's down in Taylor's this morning, which is, about 10 miles, I guess, 8 or 10. And then crossed the street to Walmart's and then back to Ingles on the way home. And just now sit down and, I had to go out and gather the eggs. And Rusty's going to come by in a couple of minutes, probably any minute. And we just sit down and had a cup of coffee and a pastry and I just turned the computer on.
Yeah, if you're talking about the Aldi and the Wade, Aldi, Walmart, and Ingles, all that on Wade Hampton and Rutherford, that's all like right there, all near each other. I used to live up there near the old Paris Elementary School, so I know the area fairly well.
A better store than the one in Greer. I think it's a little larger, but it's much better managed. According to my war department over here, she says she likes it a lot better, so it's not that much further. We just live up here by Cunningham Lake and Lake Robinson area. So either one's about 10 minutes away, I guess you'd say, or 15. And then you can just jump across the street to the big Walmart. Then on the way home, you can just come by Ingles. Oh, and I went to Lowe's on the way down. I had a couple of items to return. Now I got to go back out and go down and get a faucet wrench. The ones I got from Lowe's didn't fit. They're for taking out those cartridges out of your faucets. And the one in the kitchen faucet, none of them fit. So I took them back. And I didn't even have to open them. I could just read them, you know. And they didn't fit. It's sure a gloomy old day out there, though.
It's overcast, and it's actually a good temperature and not terribly humid. So for a winter's day, it's relatively quite nice. I went out and checked things out on my lunch break, and I was walking around in a T-shirt.
Sure. Well, Ben, I have a weather station in Accurite. It says it's 59 out there in the sun, which there is none. and it feels like 60 because it's 93% humidity, and the wind is peaking about 2 miles an hour out of the southwest, and barometer's pretty much normal, 2 niner, 9 or 9 or. And we've had 1/100 of an inch of rainfall. Whoopee. There's supposed to be more, though.
1/100 of an inch. That would qualify as dew, wouldn't it?
Can't rain yet, so I'd say you're pretty close. No, it sprinkled on the car most of the way down there and most of the way back. So there was a little bit. But I've compared that transmitter on the Accurite weather station with a real-life rain gauge out in the front lawn, and they're just almost, well, it's negligible, the difference in them. They're just about the same every time. So I know it's pretty accurate.
That's a good way to do it. Triple-checking your accuracy against the professionals, but yeah, that's really cool. I guess because you said it is humid, that must be why it's 59, but it doesn't feel cold.
That's exactly right. We run a humidifier upstairs, and we run a dehumidifier downstairs. And the one upstairs hasn't been running, but the dehumidifier has been a little bit in the basement.
Yeah. When I was in a two-story house with a walkout basement, we had to have a dehumidifier summer and winter. It ran all the time in the summer, and then the winter, we might empty it once every 2 or 3 days. But it still ran a decent amount, and I think it held about 5 gallons. So even the wintertime, it was pulling some humidity out of the air.
We have a system called All Dry that goes around the inside perimeter of the basement that we had installed before we moved here 16 years ago. So I just took the dehumidifier and ran a hose into it, and then it goes over to the sump pump, and don't have to mess with it. The humidifier that's upstairs, it makes a tremendous amount of difference, especially in the amount of time that your HVAC runs, because if you keep that humidity up, and I have a very accurate barometer over here, if you keep it up between 40% and 50%, it feels very comfortable at a lower temperature.
W2T. Hey, Tom, you want me to come to the downstairs to the garage entrance, or you want me to come up the upstairs? I'm sitting in front of your house right now.
I thought you was a prime guy. I'm looking at you. No, just come in that driveway. That's fine. And the side door's open. Come on in.
Okay, we'll be inside in a minute. W2T clear.
Have fun, Tom.
Okay, Ben. You take care, and we'll catch you down the line. Have a good day. 73s, this is N0TR clear.
Fun this afternoon. Sounds like you're probably got a couple projects. So. KO4ZW, I'll be clear. And monitoring.
M2SWJ, radio check, please.
SWJ, KO4ZW, Scott, you are full clearing.
New Bluetooth chip for my radio, and I was testing out the headset, so this is kind of cool. I can actually sit here, and now I can listen during conference calls and stuff, and don't have to turn off the radio.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. I have a Bluetooth mic, but not a Bluetooth headset, but anyway, you sound like you're using a regular microphone, a wired microphone, so there's no... and none of that digital buzzing and stuff as it passes through the Bluetooth. So it sounds great.
Awesome. We'll appreciate the feedback. Thank you. Into SWJ, clear.
Check. Kill Uniform Romeo Tango, doing a radio check.
Nation, KO4ZEW, you are full clearing into the repeater.
Just traveling through the area. I had programmed in this repeater. Wanted to see if it would work. If I programmed it right. Thank you very much. 4, Uniform Romeo Tango, clear.
You've got it right. You're sounding good, especially if you're mobile. And, yeah, there's no tones on this repeater. If you've been listening, there's been a spike of activity over the past 30 minutes or so. But it's KO4ZEW. I will be monitoring if you need a ride-along.
Through and picked up a little bit of chatter, so I was just listening in. And I thought it was a good opportunity to try and check in. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a very safe journey. KO4ZEW, I will be monitoring.
ZEW, Ben, I've noticed that our Kerchunker is not chimed in at all today. I guess he kind of got the message, at least I hope he did.
Would be really cool. I've had the radio on most of the day myself. I'm doing a bunch of work with APRS, and so I think my radio's been on since like 9 o'clock this morning, and it's been dead quiet.
Here, I took the day off because I just wasn't feeling it today. But yeah, I haven't heard him. He might have done it maybe once or twice, and that's about it. But this is not encouragement for you, Kerchunker. Anyway, I'm going to be standing by again, KQ4LOO.
Yeah, it would actually be a bad time for Kerchunker to come back, because now the Doppler committee is hunting for him, or her, him, as you think, so... great. I'll keep an ear on the horn too, and catch you on down the line.
WJ. They said, I think over on the, I was listening on the, Mount Mitchell repeater one day. They were talking about, there was a guy talking about he was doing a big APRS presentation at the March WCARS meeting.
One up in Asheville, and I think I have their Zoom link, so that's going to be their March meeting.
He said he couldn't do it in February because of some travel or something like that, and he'd missed the January meeting, but he was going to be doing it in February, or not February, but March meeting, which is the first Thursday of the month at 7:30.
Just a moment to write that down. I said, I think I have it on the calendar for the Zoom, but I'm going to make a note to attend that one specifically. So that's the March meeting with WCARS.
I plan to attend it since I heard about that. So, yeah, the March meeting of WCARS.
I made a note to put it on my calendar to make sure I carved out time for that. So, Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm trying to work out messaging. I've got beaconing and stuff like that working, but messaging and the WX bots and the things like that. I've got a lot to learn. I've come a long way, but I've got a lot to learn.
Yeah, I haven't broken into APRS yet, but I really want to. So I'm getting ready to start heading down that track. So
fascinating, complex, and very flexible. You can do a whole lot of stuff with it.
I just heard you talking about APRS and you were messing with it, and I thought that might be of interest to you, so I thought I'd drop you a little note about that. Anyways, I'll go back to work now. Into SWJ, clear on your final.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm definitely going to carve out time to do the Zoom meeting, because it's on Thursdays. I'm probably not going to drive up to Asheville and drive back during a work week. But, yes, thank you for the information. I did not know about that, and I'm definitely going to attend.